Hey Devin, how's it going?
It's going good.
Good. Well, just describe to a Detroit fan base that maybe might not know a whole lot about you, what the strengths of your game are.
What the strengths of my game are? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Just, what are your strengths? You know, what do you do best on the football field?
I get off the ball pretty quick. I'm able to defend the run as well as get to the quarterback with faster and spectrum and ways of making bad throws and hopefully bad decisions as well.
What was your reaction when the Lions called today?
I was actually just kind of literally one of my friends that was with me were just talking about like the Detroit Lions right before they called me, so it was kind of ironic.
What were you guys saying about the Lions before they called?
We were just talking about like what kind of the player personnel that they had there at the time and how I could possibly help out with that.
How do you think you can help?
With the addition of like having the interior linemen, like will help as far as the defensive end standpoint, because when I get pressure in the pocket, pushing the pocket in the middle will give pressure coming off the edge. The quarterback really won't have anywhere to go at all to step up or move around.
What sort of contact did you have with the Lions leading up to the draft?
Can you just repeat that?
What sort of contact did you have with the Lions leading up to the draft? They work you out or you come up?
No, I talked to them at the East-West Shrine game. I talked to the general manager, the defensive line coach, Coach Washburn, and stuff like that there. Then I also met with them at the NFL Combine.
How did you you put on a lot of weight right before the Combine. How did you manage to do that?
Really, I pretty much only added maybe like 5 or 6 pounds just by working out from like the spring. I didn't do anything special to gain weight. It was just kind of happened naturally.
I think you only had 14 bench presses at the Combine. Is that what was the issue there?
I mean, I got like 36-inch arms, and so it takes a little while for me to actually build up my upper body to be strong enough to sit there and bench like 20, 30 reps and stuff like that. So I knew that wasn't going to be one of my strong points going in regardless.
Devin, are you primarily a right or a left end?
I play both sides, right and left end. Just more so, I guess, it was like my tape and stuff like that is from the left side. But I play the off-star game on the right side.
Do you have a preference?
No, I don't.
You played the opposite Jadeveon Clowney last year, who you know a lot of people consider the best player in college football. What do you can you just talk a little bit about him and because of that, how many one-on-ones did you see?
What was the last part? Sorry.
How often were you single blocked because they shifted defense?
Actually, both of us were literally double teamed or chipped almost every snap. Like games. Never really gave either one of us that many one-on-one opportunities to get back to the quarterback a lot of times.
What's he like as a player? How good is he?
He's a very good player. You know, he's a tremendous athlete. You know, like, he's able to, I guess, make plays, like athletic ability plays that a lot of people, you know, probably wouldn't see make that often.
Do you feel you were ever overshadowed by all the attention that he got?
No, I never really had a problem with, like, I guess being, like, the other guy, like, on the other side or anything. Like, it never changed the way I played or anything. You know, if anything, it just made me want to work harder. So.
Did anything stand out from your conversation with Coach Washburn?
Pretty much he told me that he liked me and everything, and that's about all I think of right now.
Devin, have you spent any time in Detroit, or is there anything you know about the city?
No, I've never actually been that far north before. It's the first time.
What's the farthest you've been?
I've been up to Ohio, but that's part of it.
What are your thoughts on possibly playing on a defensive line with Sue and maybe Nick Fairley and Jason Jones?
Could you repeat that?
What are your thoughts on possibly playing on a defensive line with Ndamukong Suh, you know, Nick Fairley, and a Jason Jones?
I feel like it should be a good show to watch. Like, if one of them doesn't make like a play or something, then one of the ends, like me or someone else, will end up making a play.
Hey, one more question. How much did SEC football, playing in the SEC, get you prepared for the NFL?
It helped tremendous. Well, it helped out a lot as far as like being able to try to adjust to like the speed. I think that the NFL players would have to think that'd be something to get used to as I get more experience in playing time over the years. But other than that, the SEC always has high level of competition. So, I mean, it just keeps you working day in and day out, kind of like the NFL.